This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Any advice for anyone finding it difficult to get married?
Look for chastity. Try to be chaste. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلْيَسْتَعْفِفِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ نِكَاحًا حَتَّى يُغْنِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. That they should be chaste. Who? Those who are not finding nikah until Allah gives them of His bounty, until Allah gives them of His ghina. So oftentimes we say that, you know what, marriage is a money hole that you're just going to drop money into. But in reality, Allah will give you financial independence through that nikah. And this is just a side point. But for those who cannot find nikah, just be chaste and be patient. And that which will come afterwards will be amazing. Because you've reached nikah and you have never done this in your life. So imagine the joy, the pleasure, the amazement that you receive from that, as opposed to a person who has done it in a haram manner and they get to nikah, they already know it doesn't mean much to them. What value would you have for that nikah going into it, knowing that this is what I've already experienced it, I already know what it is. And for those who are not chaste as well, you've trained yourself to get tired of the person in a short space of time. You're done with what you want from them. Well, now it's over. That's all I needed. I've got it. And move on to the next. So try to be chaste. Try to look after, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, the one who guarantees that which is between his jaws and that which is between his legs, I guarantee him Jannah. And think about that. It's not easy. It's not easy to guarantee that you will not say that which is wrong, utter that which is evil, immoral, curse and abuse. And it is not easy to also guarantee that which is between your legs, the private parts. And this is an avenue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, nikah. So wait until that moment, and inshallah, your marriage will not only be successful, but you will value it much more, as opposed to those who don't actually abide by this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala get those who are single married. Ameen. And may Allah Rabbul Izzati wa Jalal make it easy for us to make it easy for them as well. Ameen.